Second violins! Second violins! Hold on. What's going on over there?
Nothing.
Hmm. Piccolo's a bit lighter. And one, two, three.
Right, come on! Come on!
Stop! 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 You two, stand up! You, why are you hitting this man?
He was pizzicato.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I bloody wasn't. Come on,
pizzicato.
Stop, I say. How dare you behave in this fashion? These good people have paid to hear Marla, not watch a common pub brawl. I'm terribly sorry, ladies and gentlemen, Your Highness.
Fire!
No. We will listen to Marla. I will be firm on this matter. Right. And a one, two, three.
The Cheese Shop present The Butter Factor from the Sherman Theatre, Cardiff.
Right. The professor's going down and there's nothing we can do about it.
Your family will be all right for cash while you're inside, Prof. Don't worry about that.
Cheers, lads. How long do you reckon I'm looking at?
3, maybe less if you're lucky.
3? 3? I can't do 3. I'll never make it. I can't do it. Right. Whose motor's that by the station?
Mine.
You slag!
Shift it! It ain't my turn, you stupid tart!
Oh, ain't your turn? That's funny, ain't my turn. Ain't the prof's turn, he's banged up! Invisible bloody man's turn, is it?
All right, where's the bleeding dice?
In the plastic beaker!
Where am I?
Fenchurch Street.
Right. One, two, three, four...
Slag! Make the noise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Community chest. Pay income tax 200 quid?
Nah!
Wait a bloody minute! You was on Fenchurch Street.
No, I wasn't.
You was?
No, I wasn't. I was at West with the professor.
You wasn't at West with the prof. Prof's inside.
No, he's not.
Where's the little doggy? Rent!
Oh, how much? 2 stations, 50 quid.
There you go.
Thanks. You'll go, Prof.
Right. Cheers. Oh, no. 4 and 5. That means I stay in, doesn't it? How long do you reckon I'm looking at?
2. Maybe less if you're lucky.
2? 2? I can't do 2. I'll never make it.
Cut it! We've done this.
Sorry.
My go. 3. Old Kent Road. Passco, 200 quid.
In the bag, sunshine!
What?
Don't make me use a shooter! Right, come on, Prof, nice and slow! Keep your hands on the chin! Quicker! I've got to go!
I've got to go! Open up, this is the police! Right, break down the door, Sergeant.
Fair enough. Blimey. What a mess.
If you don't mind, sir, I'd like to hazard a guess as to what's happened here.
Go on.
I think the professor did it.
Yes.
In this room.
Yes.
With the lead piping.
Oh, it was a revolver. Unlucky, sir. Unlucky.
Movie theme tunes explained. Number 1. Psycho.
Oh, let's see. Oh, no, that'll never do. Oh, I know. Oh, it's no good. My mind is a blank manuscript. I only have 2 days to compose the entire score. What can I do? I need inspiration. But where, oh, where, oh, where?
Hang on a minute!
Sorted!
Sorry I'm late. I've got the accounts.
Excellent. We're all here. Now, as you know, gentlemen, Morris Lightbulbs has been going for 10 years at the end of this month. But I'm afraid these accounts will show that we're in trouble.
I knew.
I thought as much.
Now,
yes.
Now, the four of us started this company, and I hope you'll agree with me that it's up to us to try and save it.
Of course it is.
How about a range of novelty light bulbs? I've been working on some new ideas.
I'm afraid it's going to take more than an injection of humour into the production line this time, Tony.
Oh, God.
Don't despair. I think I may have the solution. I had hoped I wouldn't have to tell you this, and I'm not altogether sure I should be doing so now, but, well, this company's so important to me.
What are you talking about, Brian?
Gentlemen, I can fly. In the sky! No strings!
Would you like to see some of these new designs? For the
Shove your designs, Tony! Didn't you all hear me? I can fly!
Look, Brian, we've all been under a lot of pressure lately.
You're not listening! Look, think of the publicity! Morris Lightbulbs, one of their directors, can fly! Look, I've had this suit made up.
It is a nice lightbulb, I must say.
Thanks, Tony. At last, a bit of positive thinking.
Brian, I'm sorry, I can't let this pass. I just can't sit here any longer and listen to you make a fool of yourself. For God's sake, man, you can't fly! I can!
No! This is
ridiculous. I can fly!
Oh, for crying out loud, this is ridiculous! For the first time in our history, Morris Lightbulbs faces a major crisis. And what do the founders do? Do they calmly set about addressing the problem in hand? No! They have a fight over exactly who has wings under their shirts.
I never said I have wings!
Shut it, Brian! Now, either I see people hovering in the air now, or we all shut up and figure out how we get out of this mess.
All right, you want proof? You get proof! Coming, Mike?
Of course. In fact, I shall fly with Tony on my back.
Now, hang on, no!
Watch this, unbeliever! For Morris Lightbulbs, Geronimo!
Meanwhile, at the bottom of the building...
I tell you, I'm so unlucky, right? Guess how unlucky I am.
I can't.
I'm so unlucky, yeah? Not only have I come 400 miles to get a replacement Morris lightbulb, only to find the shop closed. But I wouldn't be surprised if one, two, or as many as three, like top flight executives, were to come down...
An unborn baby in the womb. Rivers flowing. A man walking confidently in a big city. A beautiful woman, her thigh. Bulls stampeding, a matador. Flying dolphins. A kiss between that man and that woman. A lost child drops her dolly. Lightning, scoring a winning goal. Tornadoes! Okay, stop the tape. Gentlemen, what do you think?
So, we don't actually see the new Vanguard saloon in the advert, then?
Oh, no, the car! Forgotten the car! Oh.
This is Radio Nation. My name is Sebastian Munns, and welcome to my A to Z of student life. H is for home, which every student has to go back to a couple of times a term just to give your friends a break and say hello to the parents. Boring. Your dad just witters on about how much you've changed since you've been away, and you get really excited when your mum promises you a nice big joint on Sunday. Until you realise what she really means. Still, gives you the chance to take the laundry back as well, doesn't it? Right, that's mum's coloureds done. Only three more loads and I can start on my own. H is also for, here he is at last, which will be the first thing they say. I bet mum's been cooking all week.
Put the bag down and step away from the laundry.
All right, Dad, how did you know it was me?
We have lookouts.
IJ is for in-joke, which is a joke or trick which only you and your family understand. To other people it might seem really cruel, for instance, but to us it's really funny. He'll open the door any minute. K is for key into the house, which I really should have made sure I had. Still, not to worry, because L is for the lamb and flag in town, where I spent all those hours of my youth drinking, shooting pool, becoming a man. I'm a hero in this place. When I open this door and walk in, everyone is going to stop what they're doing and look at me with awe in their eyes and say how much I've changed. The landlord, Chris, is going to offer me free drinks all night, and at the end of the evening, after a lock-in in my honour, I will be carried shoulder-high upstairs to Janine the barmaid's bedroom, where they've got a spare sofa. All right, Chris, who put this music on?
I did. You're barred. Get out.
M is for mobile kebab van, which is where every pub crawl always ends up around 11:30, half an hour after opening time. I don't know. You just can't seem to get a drink round here without genuine ID proving that your name isn't Sebastian Munns.
Sebastian, my friend, are you back?
Yeah, I've been away at college.
You know what, Sebastian? You really changed since you've been away. It's like a different you.
Yeah, right.
You're so much more tosspot than you used to be. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was always like that.
Tosspot, eh? Yeah.
Join me next week when I'll be back at college, I think, for some more brilliant letters in my A to Z of student life.
Tips for the time traveler. In the Middle Ages, breathing is considered rude.
Morning, Father.
Morning, Sarah.
May I?
Please do.
Thank you.
Cup of mead.
Excuse me.
Oh, God!
Sorry about that!
Everything all right?
Fine, fine! I wasn't you know what out there!
Oh, I know, I know! Mead!
Please!
Milk!
Please!
Sugar!
Excuse me!
Oh, God!
Strangely enough, though, emptying your chamber pot into the street below was cool.
I'll tell you what. I'm so accursed with the devil's luck. Guess how accursed I am.
I can't.
I'm so accursed, right? I wouldn't be surprised if, like...
And now it's time for Tough Talk, the interview show that gets results.
Good evening, I'm Howard Carter and I'm joined by Richard Branson.
Hello!
To do a spot of skydiving.
Yes, what fun!
And to talk about his evil plan for causing the wholesale destruction of civilization as we know it. And for replacing it with a world of slavery where he is worshipped as a god.
I beg your pardon?
Open the doors. Let's go!
Way!
Now then, Richard, you've got an airline.
Sorry, what?
An airline.
Oh, yes, yes.
A radio station.
Yes.
A chain store.
Yes.
Is it not also true that you have a brightly coloured private army of virgin soldiers who are arming themselves in preparation for a military takeover of the world?
Sorry, what?
You have an army ready to take over the earth, like Ming the Merciless, only with a crapper beard.
No! No, don't be silly!
Try opening your parachute!
Right! Ah! Now, that wasn't supposed to happen, was it?
On the contrary, Mr. Branson! The whole thing was planned to the last detail!
Oh!
Now, we're 10,000 feet up in the air and your parachute's just exploded. The only way you're going to get out of this alive is if I hold on to you as we come down. Now, I ask you again. Are you planning to take over the world?
No.
6,000 feet. 5,000 feet. 4,000.
Yes, I am, yes.
All right, hold on to me. I'll just pull my ripcord.
Thank the Lord.
Bugger. That wasn't part of the plan.
Wasn't it?
This is Howard Carter with self-confessed megalomaniac Richard Branson. And what appears to be the last episode of Tough Talk.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
Why does the world go round and round every single day? Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
Why are the stars up in the sky glittering away? Is it because God put them there? Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
Why have you got hair there?
I tell you what, I'm so unlucky. Guess how unlucky I am.
I can't.
I'm so unlucky that even though I've come to the middle of nowhere with my bouncy castle, and you'd have thought nothing nasty could possibly happen to me, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
What a bit of luck. This is Harwood Carter, back in business. Tough talk.
Well, that wasn't so unlucky. My bouncy castle just saved that man's life.
Watch out, Branson's on his way down.
Oh, right. Did you just say that, like, Branson's on his way down?
Well, now, Mr. Berryman, I'm afraid the bad news is I'm going to have to put Flopsy down.
Hold on. I haven't even got her out of the box yet.
Yes, but any horse that can fit into a box that small is very unusual.
The Travellers, and this week, me, Sky, Tree and Mountain are protesting against the A312 bypass. Oh, and I'm Dog. Dog by name, dog by nature. I am actually a dog. Woof, see?
Good driving, Dog. Where would we be without roads, eh?
Oh, the irony.
Now, you stay in the van, you hear? I'm not saving all those trees just so you can piddle all over them.
And don't forget to leave a window open. Or the van will heat up and you'll cut yourself.
I'm a dog, not an idiot.
Only open one window, though, Dog. We don't want to let in any more fresh air than we have to. See you later.
Cheerio. Right, I'll get that window open.
Help!
Who's there?
Down here. I'm trapped.
Good Lord. A pair of Tree's underpants appear to be so dirty they've developed the power of speech.
I'm under the underpants.
Oh, hold on. Blimey, you're a funny-looking snail.
I'm unique. I'm the only pink hermaphrodite forest snail in the world. Apart from Roger, but between you and me, I think he dies his shell.
Golly. Fancy a cuppa?
Not half. I'm parched.
Well, Mountain, here are the trees. There's the builder's porter cabin. What's your plan?
Oh, why don't I chain myself to the tallest tree in the forest and stay there until the security militia drag me down and beat me up, thereby...
Achieving nothing at all, Mountain. Try this. I phoned some old fascist contacts from my stock exchange days, put about a rumour that the construction company's going bust, the shares plummet, the firm collapses, and bang, your forest's saved. Watch me. One phone call. Oh, rats, I can't get a signal. Damn these bloody trees.
Look, forget it, Sky, all right? I've got a plan, and all we're going to need is a dog.
Look, I've got a much better idea than...
Shut up, Dog. Trust me.
Yes? Oh, hello, scum.
Bad news, fascist. Your road-building days are over.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because we found this endangered species living in the forest.
Looks like a shaved dog with a tiger's face drawn on its bum.
That's because it is a shaved dog with a tiger's face drawn on its bum.
Quiet, Dog. You'll give the game away.
Dog? Did you say dog?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Dog.
Oh, no, look, everyone. There's no need for all this deception. There really is an endangered species living in the woods. I've got the world's only pink hermaphrodite forest snail back at the van.
Well, if you're talking about Roger, he dies his shell.
There you are, on the table, next to the underpants.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
No, I mean well done, as in more than medium rare. You left all the windows shut. The snail's been baked alive.
Uh-oh. Looks like we'll be moving on again now. Shame, really. I was hoping we'd be here all summer. Everyone knows environmental protests are an absolute bitch magnet. It's all right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm allowed to say that. I'm a dog. Join us next week. Who knows where we'll be?
My football team left me for another fan. I turned up at 3 on Saturday and they'd gone, taking the pitch with them. Talk about moving the goalposts of our relationship. They had actually moved the goalposts. And all they left was a short note, thanking me for my support and asking for their autographs back. My football team left me for another fan. His name's Brian and he's got all the gear. Home kit, away kit, grey kit, scarf, bobble hat, rattle, pillowcase, duvet, towel, soap dish, anorak, cuddly toy, condoms. I said, you're keen. But I bet you can't name the 1967 Bob the Butcher sponsored trophy losing team. And he said, McIntosh, Fogg, Davis, Stevens A, Brearley, Fry, Gullett, Jones, McKinley, Stevens, J, Crum, which could be right, I've no idea. My football team left me for another fan. Their heads were turned by his superior chanting, whereas I never had the gift of the gab. You're by far the greatest team the world has ever seen, he says, the tart. He doesn't mean it. He knows they're probably the worst team the world has never seen. My football team left me for another fan. They'll be back. And I'll be waiting.
And now on Radio 4, Mysterious World. This week, ghouls.
Welcome to my mysterious world. I was walking down the street one day, and I saw a ghoul.
Next week, mummies.
Through here in this room, we have some of the most up-to-date cardiovascular workout machines in the world. Rowing machines, free weights and multi-gyms, all to Olympic standard.
Yes. Well, it's all very impressive, Alan. I don't think any of us were expecting anything quite on this scale.
We have to think of the future, Bob. The size of the sports centre reflects the influx of people to the area. It's a growing town.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, all the equipment and buildings, they're a bit big. Scratch that, they're massive. That exercise bike must be at least 20 feet tall. And that rowing machine, well, it's bigger than my house.
You only live in a bungalow.
That's not the point, is it? And what about the pool? It's over a mile long.
People are getting taller on average.
This is a disaster. Where's the foreman?
He's here in my pocket.
My God, he's tiny.
What do you think of the sports centre?
You idiot! You made everything too big! Oh, the mayor will be here to open the place any minute now!
That's all right. The mayor's huge!
Everyone's huge as far as you're concerned. Why did you, of all people, build a sports centre this big?
He must have overcompensated for his size.
Are you saying I'm small?
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor.
Oh, uh-oh. God, we're dead.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I had an attack of full-body double elephantiasis during the night, and the fire brigade have taken a long time to cut me out of my house. I say, this sports centre's a bit small. No. Oh.
Good evening, I'm Professor Dudley Dower. No, I am. And welcome to Crisis Point, the show that attempts to resolve philosophical dilemmas through empirical investigation. Tonight, Richard and I have come to Norway in order to resolve that perennial teaser, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? I'm currently standing at the base of a pine tree, holding a chainsaw and wearing some soundproof earmuffs knitted for me by the lovely Miss Jackson. Oh, now, come on, Richard. Come on, Richard, I wouldn't. I simply wouldn't. The woman's 84 years old, for crying out loud. Thank you, Richard. Right. Using a tape recorder, I shall now record the felling of the tree and then afterwards remove my earmuffs and play it back, thereby discovering whether or not it made a sound. Wish me luck. For the success of this experiment, it is, of course, vital that nobody at home hears the tree fall either. There will now, therefore, be a short interruption in the broadcast as it falls. Timber! Well,
fortune, the tree fell in rather a different direction than I'd expected and has landed on Richard's head. But the tree has nonetheless fallen and nobody heard it, so let's play back the tape of the felling and see if it made a sound. Oh, the bloody thing's falling the wrong way! Oh, my God, Richard, look out! Oh, no, stop the tape! Richard, are you all right? Yes, I think we all heard there, amongst the drama, the sound of a tree falling. But before we get carried away with success, let's remember that now, of course, we have actually heard the tree fall. The experiment would seem to have been rather an expensive fiasco. Yes, well done, Richard. Valiant effort. Keep it going. Three questions remain. Would the tree have made a sound if I hadn't recorded it? Two, does it count if you hear the tree fall after it's actually fallen? Three, or have I completely missed the point and been wasting everybody's time? I don't know. Once again, I find myself staring into a valley of grey ambiguity with only a damaged Richard for company. Time for urgent medical attention and a cup of tea overlooking a fjord. Good night.
Celebrity illness. And this week's unhealthy celebrity is Mystic Meg with a cold.
Ha! 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 Choo!
All right, green thumbers.
Jack Fainsbury here again with another gardening question. We have Jeremy Feather from Winsley on the line. What's your question, Jeremy?
Hello, Jack. I'm a bit perplexed.
Oh, lovely.
I was in the garden, sniffing my daffodils this morning, and I happened to glance at the stem when I was parting the leaves. There, nestled in the foliage, was a little red mark. I fetched my magnifying glass from the third drawer down of my workbench in my shed and had a closer look. It was a red smudge. Is it harmful to my lovely daffs?
Bugger me! Now you listen to me, Mr. Feather, my fellow. Out of the soil I saw a beast rising. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 daffodils. The daffodil demon beast monster flower brought down hellfire onto my garden. And lo, you shall know it by the little red smudge under its leaves. Bow down to the might of the Antichrist daffodil before you smite it with lovely fire! Fight fire with fire! And burn the little red bugger! And then burn it some more!
Best to be on the safe side, eh, Jeremy?
Do you think you could send me a fact sheet, please?
Righto. Next week, I'll be in a furnace with a hedge. Till then, green thumbers, stay warm.
The Butterfaxer was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Berinder, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. Additional music was by The Caterpillar Club. It was recorded at the Sherman Theatre, Cardiff, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.